Yo people, it's Ramel Wade here with Get Inspired. Hope you're doing well. All of you guys that have subscribed on the podcast on iTunes, thank you so much. All those that follow me on Instagram, thank you so much. Hopefully you get value from the content that I post on Instagram. Hopefully you've rated as well on iTunes, a 5-star rating for the podcast. I appreciate you if you've done that. If not, please do it. Thank you in advance. So little topic today is all about doing it for the cause. I think it's important that we audit our lives and audit the things that we're doing in our lives to make sure that we're not doing things for the accolades, but we're doing these things for the cause. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is your work or your business that you're growing on, anything, any projects that you're doing, are you doing it for the accolades so you can be respected? So you can be, you know, valued, so you can be looked at in on a higher, on a pedestal? Or are you doing it for the cause? Are you doing it to help people? Are you doing it to, you know, fulfill a need? Are you doing it to, you know, address a problem, to fix a problem? Or are you doing it for selfish ambition? That's what I mean by not doing it for the accolades, but doing it for the cause. I believe that there's always a cause. There's always things in the world that need to be addressed, that need to be fixed, that things that we need to do in order to help. But how many times do we do things, or how many things are we doing in our lives where we're actually doing it for the accolades? We're actually doing it to be recognized and to be respected, or to feel good about ourselves, or to, you know, have that fame, have that fortune, rather than doing it for a real reason. The thing is, over time, if we continue to do things because of fame, because of fortune, just so that we can be held on a pedestal in society, we will actually burn out. And because of this, we lose fulfillment. Sorry, what I mean by that is, because we're doing it for the wrong reasons, we burn out because we don't have fulfillment. When you have fulfillment, when you're doing something, you find the energy, you find the second wind to keep going when it gets hard. But when you're doing it for selfish ambition, it's easy to burn out because there's no real cause behind it. You're not doing it for the right reasons. You're not doing it for a cause. When you're doing it for a reason that's bigger than yourself, you always find the extra gear. But when you're doing it for yourself, for selfish ambition, you burn out. It's something that I've done recently. Looking at my life and the things that I'm doing in my life, and just auditing and addressing the things that I'm doing, and checking myself, checking my heart position, to see if I'm doing stuff and I'm doing these things for the cause, or if I'm doing it for selfish ambition. And when you're able to be honest with yourself, when you're able to have the self-awareness, and you're able to talk to yourself and think and just reflect and think, what's the real reason why I'm doing this? It's actually very... It kind of puts you in a position where you're not able to lie to yourself. It's refreshing. It's actually refreshing. If you're honest with yourself, it's actually refreshing, because you're like, you know what? Yeah, I am human, and yeah, maybe I shouldn't be doing this anymore. Maybe I'm doing this or I'm doing that because I want the selfish. I want the accolades just because. Whereas if you were to sit back, take a step back and look at it and think, no. But what if I did this for the cause? What if I did something completely different for the cause? What would it look like? Would there be a better version of me? You know, would I be better suited somewhere else? Or would I give my all if I was doing it for a better cause? Would it look different? Am I holding myself back and holding the project that I'm doing back? Or whatever you're doing, my job or my position or whatever it is that you're doing, are you giving your best self because, also, are you not giving your best self because you're actually doing it for selfish ambition, and you're actually affecting those that you could be helping if you was to do it for the cause rather than the selfish ambition? Here's an example. Say you had a platform. For example, I'll use me as an example. Whatever, I had a platform, that my platform is inspirational content, and I was able to bring other people on my podcast or just, you know, content on a Wade's World YouTube channel, and I could bring in someone else that I know that could really inspire our audience, really inspire my audience. But I've stopped that from happening because I was insecure about the person because they're good at what they do. I might think, oh, well, what if the audience like their stuff and they go and follow them instead? Or they look at them instead, or they get inspired by them and they don't, you know, respect me as much or think of me as they used to because they now see this person that they're inspired by. That's me being selfish because I know that people could be helped by this person that could come and inspire people. But I stopped that from happening because I want the accolades. I don't want anyone else to get the glory. I want the accolades. So I stopped that from happening. I stopped anyone else coming on the podcast. I stopped sharing anyone else's content that I know will inspire people because I'm being selfish. That's selfish ambition. And that's, you know, not doing something for the cause, but doing it for my own benefit. And I believe that it's important that we all audit every area of our life just to make sure that we're doing things for the cause and we're not doing it for selfish ambition. Because there's always a cause. And we're human. So we can get into the position and get into a place where we start doing things for selfish ambition. It does happen. But audit yourself. Check yourself. Be real with yourself. And take it from there. Hopefully, you're living your life for the cause. You're doing things in your life for the cause. And not for the accolades. Have an amazing day.